Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Zach McKinstry. Batting second. The right fielder, Seiya Suzuki. Batting third. The designated hitter, Franmil Reyes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Patrick Wisdom. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rafael Ortega. Batting seventh. The catcher, PJ Higgins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Alfonso Rivas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Christopher Morel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Javier Assad. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Dan Vogelbuck. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Canha. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting ninth. The catcher, James McCann. Pitching for the New York Mets, Chris Bosit. And now, play ball. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKinstry hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McKinstry is out. One out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki hits a line drive deep towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. Two outs. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor hits a ball towards short. Morel can't make the play in time. Lindor gets a base hit. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. McNeil is on with a walk. Lindor moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso hits a ground ball towards third. Wisdom throws to second to get McNeil. Lindor moves to third. Alonso is on first. Two outs. Daniel Vogelbuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Vogelbuck is on with a walk. Alonso moves to second. Mark Canha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canha is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higgins softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Higgins is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Ortega makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Naquin strikes out swinging. Two outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCann hits a fly ball towards right. Suzuki is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Rivas is on with a walk. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morel strikes out swinging. 1 out. Zach McKinstry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McKinstry is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinstry hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Rivas scores. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reyes is 0 for 1 in the game. Reyes hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo strikes out swinging. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McNeil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. McKinstry throws to second to get Lindor. McNeil is on first. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a fly ball towards right. Suzuki is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Happ is on with a walk. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Happ is picked off first base, but there's an error on the play. Happ moves to second. One out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wisdom is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisdom softly hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Bossett covering, and Wisdom is out. Happ moves to third. One out. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ortega hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Happ scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Bossett throws to first, and Higgins is out. Ortega moves to second. Two outs. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivas hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. Ortega scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Tommy Hunter replaces Chris Bossett as pitcher. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 1 in the game. Morel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vogelbach hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vogelbach is out. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenha hits a ball towards third. Wisdom can't make the play in time. Kenha gets a base hit. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kenha moves to second. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0-for-1 in the game. Naquin strikes out swinging. 2 outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCann is 0-for-1 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kenha scores. Escobar moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-2 in the game. Nimmo strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinstry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinstry hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Suzuki is out. 2 outs. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is 0-for-2 in the game. Reyes hits a ground ball towards the mound. Hunter throws to first, and Reyes is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindor hits a pop-up beyond short. Morel gets back and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeil hits a fly ball towards center. Ortega makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Trevor May replaces Tommy Hunter as pitcher. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Happ strikes out swinging. 1 out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisdom softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Wisdom is out. 2 outs. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortega strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Daniel Vogelbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vogelbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vogelbach hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Higgins makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kenha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenha hits a fly ball towards right. Suzuki is there to make the catch. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Escobar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. That ball is in the gap. Escobar rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. Naquin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Michael Givens replaces Trevor May as pitcher. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rivas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivas strikes out swinging. Two outs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morel is 0-for-2 in the game. Morel strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Leiter Jr. replaces Javier Assad as pitcher. James McCann is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCann hits a fly ball towards center. Ortega makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0-for-3 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach McKinstry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McKinstry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinstry hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. McKinstry moves to third. Franmil Reyes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reyes is 0-for-3 in the game. There goes Suzuki. The throw from McCann, and he's caught stealing. Reyes strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Happ is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Happ is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Happ, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 0-for-3 in the game. Wisdom strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNeil hits a ball towards first. Rivas can't make the play in time. McNeil gets a base hit. Manuel Rodri Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-3 in the game. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vogelbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Vogelbach is on with a walk. McNeil moves to third. Alonso moves to second. Michael Givens pinch runs for Daniel Vogelbach batting fifth. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenha strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brandon Hughes replaces Manuel Rodra. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. 2 outs. Darren Ruff pinch hits for Tyler Naquin batting 8th. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruff hits a line drive towards shallow right. Suzuki is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joely Rodriguez replaces Michael Givens as pitcher and batting 5th. Darren Ruff moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Michael Hermosillo pinch. Michael Hermosillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hits for Rafael Ortega batting 6th. Hermosillo strikes out swinging. 1 out. PJ Higgins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a ground ball towards 3rd. The throw to 1st, and Higgins is out. 2 outs. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivas strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Michael Hermosillo moves from pinch hitter to center fielder. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCann hits a fly ball towards right. Suzuki is there to make the catch. 1 out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nimmo is 0 for 4 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards 1st. Rivas fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindor hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeil hits a ground ball towards 2nd. The throw to 1st, and McNeil is out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from City Field in New York.